The inner tie could make cheap hydroelectric power available to the 600 residents of Cake who rely on costly diesel generation. Businesses in Cake pay 5 to 6 times the amount for electricity that customers in Petersburg do. It's cheaper for residents there, thanks to a subsidy from the state, but still more costly to turn on the lights. The new power line would run between 52 and 60 miles long, depending on the route chosen. It would need to make 1 or 2 water crossings and would cut through some remote parts of the Tongass National Forest. Besides other state and federal permits, the project would require a special use permit from the U.S. Forest Service to cross the National Forest land on Kuprinoff Island. The Forest Service has released a draft environmental impact statement on the project this month. The agency's project manager, Tom Parker, agrees it's a big milestone.
Yeah, it's been in the works for essentially since the 70s, but Tetra Tech, the contractor, has been working on it for about 4 years.
The Ketchikan-based Southeast Alaska Power Agency owns hydroelectric plants near Ketchikan and Wrangell, along with a transmission line connecting those communities in Petersburg. SEPA is looking into the extension to Cake. Leaders in that community have lobbied for a power connection for decades. Parker says the draft environmental document contains 4 alternatives, with the first being a no-action alternative.
Alternative 2 is the proposed action. Alternative 2 and 3 are very similar in the way that they look. They come up on the north side of the Kuprinoff Island. One of them uses an underwater bore to tap into the Mitkoff side. And alternative 3 uses a underwater cable that stretches out across the narrows, the front of the narrows.
The fourth alternative crosses the Wrangell Narrows south of Petersburg and then follows existing roads across the Lindenberg Peninsula before it crosses Duncan Canal and heads north and west toward Cake. The alternatives avoid crossing Petersburg Creek, an earlier option that is no longer under consideration because of impacts to the popular hunting and fishing destination. Both the northern alternatives and the southern route would cross roadless areas of the forest, but the project was specifically excluded from the roadless rule prohibition on new development in unroaded parts of the Tongass. Parker says the 3 action alternatives try to use existing forest roads as much as possible.
No proposed roads are planned at this time. They're looking at just doing wooden telephone poles throughout with a span of like 350 feet between each pole through both of the routes, or either one of the routes, I should say. So we're looking at minimal impact.
The line would require installation of around 700 to 800 wooden power poles, and clearing of the route would impact between 350 and 500 acres of productive forest land. It would take more than 1.5 million board feet of timber from the regional timber base. In addition, construction of the line would require temporary shovel trails, matting panels, and stream crossings to bring in equipment. Of the action alternatives, alternative 4, the southern route, would have the least impact on roadless areas, scenery, deer winter habitat, old-growth forest, and forested wetlands. That route would also have a shorter distance of line not along an existing road, and nearly half the number of helicopter pads of the northern routes. A 45-day comment period on the draft document begins on December 26th. The Forest Service expects to schedule open house meetings on the document in Cake and Petersburg around the 13th and 14th of January. Ultimately, the forest supervisor will be deciding on whether to go with one of the action alternatives and a permit for the project. Final decision could be out in July. Meanwhile, a separate project to look at a road and shuttle ferry link between the two communities is at least a year behind the power line review. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration surveyed residents of Petersburg and Cake this fall and are compiling a report on the demand for a road link. Those agencies expect to have public meetings here on that topic sometime early next year. A draft environmental study of that road and shuttle ferry is not due out until 2016. The state has appropriated $40 million for the road project. There's no funding secured yet for construction of the power line. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.